Fanning. Weekends on 2FM.
Now, movie time. I keep saying big screen time. We're not talking big screen. Unless, of course, you have. Do you have a home cinema thing in your house? Do you, Paul? Like a massive.
I'm afraid I don't, Dave. No.
It's Paul Whittington, by the way, from the Indo, talking movies. So what's now? And by the way, before you even tell us what's now, how can we get these?
Well, they're all three films. Well, one of them is through the Sky Store. It's also on Sky Premiere, which is Four Kids in It, which is a kids film, kind of charming film, and any kind of kids film is Manna from Heaven, I would imagine, at the moment. Coffee and Kareem is on Netflix. It's a comedy, as it were. And the perhaps the most interesting of the three is Danger Close, which is which will be on Sky Store, Amazon, iTunes, and so in the next couple of days.
Okay, what's Danger Close?
Danger Close, people often forget that Australia and New Zealand were involved in the Vietnam War, more Australia than New Zealand. But in the early 1960s, they both countries committed troops to America's battle against the North Vietnamese communists. You might wonder why. I suppose Southeast Asia was closer to Australia than to lots of places, and also communist paranoia was at its height. The Cold War was at its height, and everybody was worried about this. And this film is about maybe the most famous battle that Anzac troops were involved with in Vietnam. And it's quite well done, but it's a little bit myopic in terms of the broader picture. It tells the story of this engagement. Basically, the Australians and some New Zealanders had set up a command post in the middle of the Viet Cong supply lines, but they weren't well supported, and a clash became inevitable. And Travis Fimmel plays this real guy called Harry Smith, as this major who's very worried about conscription had been reintroduced in Australia in 1964, and some of his troops don't know what they're at. And he's worried because he knows that the Viet Cong are around. And the Battle of Long Tan is the battle that happened in 1966, I think, in August. And it was a three-hour firefight. And that's really well done. Basically, they go out thinking they're going to meet about 100 Viet Cong. They meet about 2,000, and they're just a platoon. And the battle is really well done. It's in a rubber plantation, and it sort of looks very dramatic. And I suppose we've seen things like this before in terms of Platoon and, you know, Apocalypse Now and things like that. There's even a kind of pop concert. This Australian pop band comes to play, and that obviously reminds one of Apocalypse Now. But the battle is very good, and the sort of naivety of the soldiers is very touching, as it has been in other Vietnam films. The slight problem with it is that we get no context. The Australians, they lost about 18 or 20 people and 25 wounded, and the Vietnamese lost about 245. This is always the pattern in the Vietnam War. The Vietnamese casualties were massive, and the American and Western ones very small. We get no sense that at one point an Australian soldier says, these buggers, he says, don't give up. The reason they don't give up is because it's their country and they're fighting for independence. We get no sense of that, but we very rarely ever get any sense
so
of that.
So is everything seen through the eyes of this Colonel Harry Smith or Brigadier, whatever he is?
It is, and actually Travis Fimmel is very good in it, and he makes him a kind of very ambivalent character, not all that likable at the start and very tough on them, but you can see.
I've never heard of him before. Who's Travis Fimmel? Has he been in
things? He's a very decent actor. You'd know him to see him. He's been in some decent things. So it's very well made, and you couldn't fault it in the way it's made. My problem with it is that, you know, it's a bit myopic.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
it's just one view.
Exactly.
Okay, Danger Close is what it's called, Anzac Troops. It's based on a true story then, obviously, is it?
It's based on a real battle, a commemoration. They show at the end, there's this cross in Vietnam, which is actually not vandalised, which shows you how civilized the Vietnamese people are, but there you are. It's if you like a war film, it's good. It's well worth watching.
Okay, right. That's that one, which is probably the main one. Danger Close. What are the others?
Four Kids and It.
Four Kids and It. Okay.
Yes.
What's that?
There was an Edwardian story by E. Nesbitt called Five and It or something like that, because Kids wasn't in current then. And then Jacqueline Wilson in 2012, she wrote a book called Four Kids in It, which was kind of update of it. This film is based on that, and it's rather sweet. It was filmed here, incidentally, as I realised about halfway through. Matthew Good and Paula Patton play David and Alice, who are two recently separated people who they've fallen in love, basically. Their children are not very pleased about that. They have two each.
Wait a minute, it was filmed here. Is this the one with Michael Caine doing something in it?
It is. He voices the Samayad, which we'll get to in a second. They're on a holiday in Cornwall. I think it's either Wexford or Wicklow, standing in for Cornwall. And the four kids are not getting on. They take to the beach to get away from their parents, who are all lovey-dovey, and they meet this magical beast called the Samayad, who is charmingly voiced, I have to say, by Michael Caine. And it lives in the sand. It kind of lives beneath the sand. It has the power to grant your wishes, and the children obviously think this is a good idea, a good thing, but of course it's never a good thing when your wishes are granted. And so it's quite sweet. Like one of the kids, the Paula Patton's American teenage daughter, chooses to be a rock star, but pop star. But the problem with the wishes is they end at sunset, so she's in the middle of this adoring stage and then everybody disappears and she's left on her own, which is a nightmare. Always better not to have been famous to have been famous and then lost it. It's nice. It's kind of old fashioned in a good way and whimsical, and it's certainly, it would be very handy of an afternoon at the moment.
And there's been quite a few ads across the TV stations about it as well. I can see that.
Yeah.
Kids and It is what it's called. Yeah, Anything else?
Just to mention with that, Dave, that it is on Sky Premier this week as well as the Sky Store. So if you have Sky Premier, you'll be able to watch it.
Okay.
If you have Netflix, which a lot of people do, you'll be able to watch Coffee and Kareem from last night, I think it was. And it's comedy. And in a way, it's a little bit like, you know, those 80s buddy cop comedies. It's a bit like one of those, except that it has a 12-year-old and some pretty nasty language in it. So I don't really know who it's aimed at, basically. But this Kareem, Terrence Little Gardenhire, is actually quite good. He plays this 12-year-old kid, African-American kid called Kareem, who thinks he's very street, and he's very unhappy that his mother, Vanessa, who's played by Taraji P. Henson, is going out with they live in Detroit, by the way, is going out with a beat cop called James Coffey, who's played by Ed Helms, who I always like. He's so unhappy about this situation, Kareem, that he decides to ask a local drug dealer to wound Coffey in some ways to get rid of him. But that goes wrong, and the cop and the kid end up together as a kind of comedy act. There are funny moments in it. The tone of it is quite strange, I think, in that he says the most dreadful things. The little 12-year-old, I didn't know how to deal with that, and it is funny at times, but I just. Who it's aimed at, I'm not quite sure.
Okay, so I get the impression Coffee and Kareem, not really. Four kids in it within its own parameters, yeah, absolutely, why not, I suppose. And Danger Close, same kind of thing, really. It's a bit kind of narrow, but it does the gig, as it says on the tin.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose it would encourage you, if you watch Danger Close, you'd want to go off and read a history book after it, directly afterwards.
Right, okay, well listen, Paul, thanks a million for talking to us on the programme today. Paul Whittington the Irish Independent. Thanks a million, Paul, take it easy.
See you, bye.
Dave Fanning, weekends on 2FM.